Thank God, we're back again, learning Likutei Moharan, the holy book of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. We're in Torah, Mem Zayin, 47, and Rabbeinu brings us a verse. You need to see how to live your life with the wife, with the woman. And those are the most wonderful words of Hashem Yitbarach. V'haynu re'e chaim, and by that you will see life. Ki tefillin nikra'im chaim, because by putting tefillin are symbolizing for us our memory in Hashem Yitbarach. V'yu lezikaron ben enecha, it's the memory between your eyes. We put the tefillin on the head and on the left arm, in a place that aimed to the heart. So we're reminding ourselves of Hashem Yitbarach's existence, presence in the world, and we're bringing that wisdom into our heart. Kemo she'amru rabotenu zal, like that it's written in the Talmud, Hashem aleihem yichyu, when Hashem is with them, on top of them, so they're going to live. Why Rabbeinu is connecting the relationship between the man and his wife to the tefillin, to the connection with the Creator, to the memory of the Creator? Because the man, he is in the aspect of the sechel, of tefillin of head, and the woman, she's in the aspect of tefillin shel yad, that it's aimed to the heart, because women received bina yetera, an extra aspect of wisdom women received. And if they will both remember Hashem Yitbarach, going to remind themselves during all of their life that Hashem Yitbarach is with them, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. So together with Hashem, they're going to live. The Darshu al Tefillin. Ki b'tefillin ne'emar, because on the tefillin it been said, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'chulei. Because now all of the people, all of the nations, they can see that the name of Hashem Yitbarach is on you, and they will have fear from you. Means they will learn faith from you. V'haynu re'e chaim. I remember once I heard on a righteous man that he was walking, and people saw just how he speaks to his wife in a gentle way, and he was just talking to her in a very polite way, and he was very nice to her and humble. And those people, they didn't know him, that he's a righteous man and that he was a famous rabbi. They didn't know anything about him. Just they saw his manners, how polite he was, how humble he was, how gentle he was to his wife. Mm-hmm. And they already wanted to come to him, and they came and spoke with him. And only after a few hours, they realized who they were talking to. But in the beginning, they came just because they saw his behavior. So you can live your life with your wife, with your family, and just to be a good husband, just to be a good person, a good father. And people will decide to learn from you, even that you're not teaching no one. Even that you're not going and spreading the word and distributing the wisdom. You're just being nice. And by being nice like that, you already have students. There is an amazing story on a righteous man that he, after 120 years, he went back to heaven. And over there they told him, oh, the rabbi, the genius, the famous. He couldn't understand what they're talking about. And they told him, come, let us show you your share in the world to come. You have so much to receive, like houses and houses, buildings, families, all belongs to you. Said, I was just a regular person. I didn't do anything special in my life. What are you talking about? Aren't you this and that? Told him his name, everything. Social security number, yes, the same, everything. So why are you telling me I have thousands of students? I never taught no class, never taught no one. They told him, let's check everything. And they called all of the people that are written, that their names, all of their merits, all of their rights are written under his name, based on his name. And they asked them, is he your rabbi? One after the other, they all said yes. that's my rabbi, that's my rabbi. And he is humble and really don't recognize those people. He says, maybe that one, I saw him once, maybe that person, I don't know, looks familiar, maybe from the neighborhood, something like that. And for sure they weren't my students, so the angels over there, the righteous people in heaven, they asked all of those people, why you say that he's your rabbi? Why? So one of them came with a story and said, we were standing one day in the grocery store waiting, and someone pushed him. And when that person pushed him, so he was so humble and nice, and he was smiling, and he said, no, it's okay, for sure, he's in a rush. And when people were upset and angry, why that person is pushing, he said, he relaxed them and told them, no, don't judge him like that. Maybe he's got his reasons, maybe his wife, she's in labor or something, you know, let him go, it's okay. And another person said that he saw him once, that person, pray shacharit in the synagogue, in the Bet Knesset, and he was praying with, it was so glued to Hashem, so close to Hashem, and every word was, you could see his intention from his mouth, from his face, from his lips, how he was talking to Hashem. And he said, I saw him praying like that, I wanted to become like him, I wanted also to learn how to pray like that. And every one of them became his student, means he learned from him, even that he was not teaching at all. He himself was just a regular person that was walking and learning and working, but he had students, means that people learned from him.
So all of the people in the world, they can see that the name of Hashem means the blessing. Hashem is the source of blessing. That His name is on top of you, and everyone will enjoy from your wisdom. And this is why it's written, that you will see life, you will receive life. Shehu tefillin, that it's tefillin. Im isha, with your wife. What is it written with your wife? Rashi tevot anoten imre shafer, because that's the will of Hashem. That's the will of Hashem. Shehu gam ken bechinot tefillin kanal, that you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach and going to bring that wisdom into your house, into your family. If a person is just learning Torah in mesirut nefesh, puts all of his power, and he's not married, and he doesn't have children, and he doesn't have who to teach and who to give that wisdom to. So he's just, everything is coming in and out, and he doesn't seed anything. He doesn't plant anything. Nothing will grow. So he's like stream of water, like a pipe, and the water are running, wonderful. Nothing grows. Nothing happens with that wisdom that you learned. So what's the use? What's the purpose? The purpose is to do in holiness, to keep with holy thoughts, with pure intentions, not to separate yourself from the world and to think, to imagine you're spiritual, you're divine, you're holy, you learn the combinations of the letters, of the ABC, of the Aleph Bet, the ancient language of Hashem. That's not even the beginning of Avodat Hashem. Let's see you stand in the tests of life. Let's see you come back home after a day of labor, after working hard, and then coming with a positive attitude, with a smile on your face, teaching, helping, smiling, supporting, building. If you give love to someone that you receive pleasure from him, that's not how you give in a perfect way. Really, to love, you need to show your love, your kindness, on people that are not worthy, on people that are smaller than you, not on people that if you will give them, you're going to receive something back, on people that you will give them and give them and give them and give them, and you're not going to receive. If you give because you want to receive, that's not a complete giving. A complete giving is when you give l'chavod Hashem, for Hashem. You love because you want to love. You care because you want to care. You're generous because you choose to be generous, not because it's going to be worthy for you, because something's going to come out for you. I have students like those. I don't know if I can call them students. I wish they will be my students. When you see a person that he's giving to you because he wants to receive something back, it's like
a guarantee that he will not gonna be answered, that he will not gonna receive. Only when a person ma'asav merubim michochmato, his actions are greater than his wisdom, means he's doing more than he understands that he should. He gives with no measures. He loves, he appreciates, he cares, and that's why he gives, not because he wants to be redeemed or because he wants his prayers to be answered. I don't say that it's wrong, but it's not the highest level that you can serve Hashem. The highest level that you can serve Hashem is lishma, for him, that he will be happy, that he will be satisfied, even from Hashem not to receive, just also to Hashem to give from yourself, to give from what that you have, everything you have, to give it to your family, to give it to your wife, to give it to your children, to give it to your friends, to give it to everyone. That's the will of the Creator.
וזהו, and that's what is written, the verse in Dvarim, ארץ אשר לא במסכנות תאכל בה לחם, and then you will be blessed to live in the land that you will eat bread in it and not in poverty. כלומר, ארץ שהוא בחינות אמת, means the land that is in the aspect of truth, ואז הוא בבחינות הארת פנים, and then when you choose the truth, then you're in the aspect of the illuminating face of the Creator. ואינו בוחר בתפנוקים, and you don't choose to be spoiled and to satisfy yourself. You just choose the truth. And if it's mine, it's mine. And if it's not mine, I don't want that. When a person chooses the truth, so that's the highest level of them all. Because the truth brings you always to the next step. The letters of the word truth, emet, in the holy language, is Aleph, Mem, and Taf. Aleph, it's the first letter. Mem is the middle one, and Taf is the last one. So it shows to you that the truth contains all of the levels, the beginning, the middle, the end. It is a complete thing, the truth. So when you choose to follow and to glue yourself to the truth, so immediately it's like a letter. It's takes you to the next step. Aleph brings you to Mem, and Mem brings you to Taf. The A brings you to B, and the B brings you to C, and the C brings you to D. And then you continue, and you grow, and you always progress. That's the nature of truth. So when you attach yourself to the truth, so for sure you're going to achieve the purpose of the creation. When we're talking about that, so Hashem is waking up my memory to talk to you about the Itbodedut, about the conversation with Hashem. When we want to talk to Hashem Itbarach, our talk with Hashem must come from an honest place, must come from a point of truth. And Rabbi Nachman of Breslev in the Likutei Moran is saying, we wish that the person will even say only one time, all of his life the person needs always to yearn, to hope, I wish I'm going to speak even one word of truth in my life. And Rabbeinu is saying, we wish that the person will have that merit even once in your life, to say words of truth, really to say to Hashem Yitbarach from the bottom of your heart, what? Words of truth. Not verses, not tehillim, not... A person can say words that been written in truth, but he's going to use them now in a lie, so... If now you hate someone and you tell him, I love you, or you love someone and you tell him, I hate you, so you're lying to him. Even if someone else in a different case can use the same letters to say the truth, but you now used it in a lie, so you twisted that verse, you twisted those words, and you lied, even though that you used words of truth to lie. So the truth follows your intention. So when we're saying that in Hidbodedut, in that simple prayer of the person, when he needs to talk to Hashem, he needs to say the truth, we're talking about your level. We're talking about the simple conversation, that you're really going to open your mouth and going to talk to the Creator like you talk to your best friend. And then that truth of finding the point of truth that's in your heart right now will bring you from one step to the other, from one floor to the other, and you're going to grow.
and you're going to develop, and you're going to succeed, and you're going to climb, and you will achieve huge things, and you're going to come closer and closer to Hashem Yitbarach, because the truth got that nature to bring you from one level to the other, from one step to the next. So in the beginning of the Itbodadut, we just need to talk to Hashem Yitbarach like we talk in an honest way with our best friend. Just to tell him the truth, Hashem, I don't know what to do. Hashem, I need some help. A few days ago, I spoke with a person that his wife, she is not complete yet with keeping Shabbat. She really wants to keep Shabbat, but it's too hard for her. In their city, there are not enough synagogues and communities close to their house. So she's driving, once in a while she's driving in Shabbat to a synagogue. And they're fighting on it. And he stopped driving in Shabbat and he's keeping Shabbat. So, but it caused for them a certain separation in Shabbat, that she wants to go to shul and he rather to keep Shabbat in a very strict way. And it creates a certain separation between them both, even that both of them really wants to do something good and to honor Shabbat and to respect. So she's choosing to drive, and that's something that is not allowed. And he's choosing to keep Shabbat and to stay home, but because of that, so he finds himself separated from his wife, and so he don't know what to do. So I just ask him a little question. Of course, it's not allowed to drive in Shabbat. But I ask him a question. Can you tell me why really you don't drive with her in Shabbat? Is it really because that you don't want to violate Shabbat? You don't want to break Shabbat? Is really you doing it for Hashem? Is that the real reason why you're not driving with your wife to that community and to pray over there? Because you really want to keep Shabbat, or maybe you have a different reason? And I just asked him that question, and he started crying, and he looked down, and he held his face, and he said, Avdor, you're making me cry. I told him, I didn't make you cry. I'm asking you the truth, just answer why you choose not to drive in Shabbat. Is it because you really want to keep Shabbat, and you care about the Shabbat, or that you have other reasons? And he started crying, and he didn't answer me. He didn't tell me really why he's not driving in Shabbat, but he starts saying, I'm such a liar, I'm such a liar. And I felt like he's got some other reason why he is not driving in Shabbat, and it's not because the Shabbat is so important to him. Something else is important to him, and because of that, so he's keeping Shabbat. But this is why the result of him keeping Shabbat are not the greatest, because in the end you see the result, that between him to his wife there was a separation. She's going and driving, and he's also for sure cannot be happy when his wife, she's not with him. So you see that something is wrong over there. You don't need to be a genius to find that. You don't need the divine spirit to know that. You see that it's something is wrong over there. So it means something in the beginning is wrong. If you see that the fruits are not perfect, so you know that there is something wrong with the tree, with the roots, with the branches. You need to understand that things are not as they seem. Things are much deeper. They're starting somewhere. They have roots. They have a beginning. So in the Itbodadut, when you look for something to do tshuva on, to come closer to Hashem Yitbarach, so what that you need to do is to make a root canal. You need to come to the beginning. So how are you going to do that? You're not a genius. You're not a prophet. You don't have a divine spirit to put your finger on the problem, on the source of the problem. On that, I said, when you start your Itbodadut, you need to hold the level of truth. And the truth got that nature to bring you further and further, deeper and deeper, closer and closer. And from A, you will walk to B. And from B, you will understand C, and then D and E and F. And slowly, slowly, until in the end, you will reach the source, the beginning of your issues, of your problem. So for an example, now you want to do it Itbodadut. great, no problem. You have an issue with your peace in the house, with your economic, your parnasa, your money, in your tshuva, you forget things. Okay, find that subject that you want to talk about and what you should do with it. Go to a quiet place and just talk to Hashem, to the Creator, like you talk to your best friend, and just say the truth. Tell Him, I'm confused, I don't know what to do. I keep forgetting everything I'm learning. I learned that rule, that halakha, so many times, I don't remember it. How can it be? How can it be? Please help me to understand. How can it be that I forget all of the time? Let me remember. Fix my brain, Hashem. Help me. I keep on forgetting. Help me, please. And those words will bring you to that place that your prayers will be answered and that you will understand the truth. For an example, you come to Hashem and you tell Him, Hashem, my wife and I were fighting all of the time. Please help me that I'm not going to upset her. Okay, now you already found something. In the beginning you said, Hashem, we're fighting. And then you said that I'm not going to upset her. Great. So maybe you're fighting because you're upsetting her. Great. Wonderful. You're upsetting her. So that is the reason for your fights. So now, is it the last, the deepest layer of your fights, of the reason why you're fighting? No. So ask yourself, okay, Hashem, now I learned that we're fighting because I'm upsetting her. That's what she's saying. You're upsetting me. Great. In what? What am I doing, Hashem Yitbarach? I don't do anything. Maybe I do. What is she saying? Let's think. And then like that, you climb and you go and you understand from one word, you understand another thing. And you understand one thing from the other, until in the end, finally, you're going to reach the complete answer to all of your questions. Okay, Hashem Yitbarach, last time I saw that when we were fighting, so we were talking about the children, who will take them, who will not. And she mentioned to me something that she already mentioned in a different situation, and maybe those two things are connected. Oh, Hashem, thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you, Hashem, for reminding me of that situation. And Hashem will help you and will dress Himself inside of your conversation. In your prayer is Hashem Yitbarach Himself. You can find the message in the wisdom of Hashem inside of your prayer. Listen to your own prayers. Listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Those are the words of Hashem Yitbarach to you. Even though that you just said those words just been said through you, to you, from the open, wide, and generous hand of Hashem Yitbarach, that He wants to guide you, and to teach you, and to educate you, and to give you the wisdom to help you to grow, and to develop, and to succeed. And Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. So if you are just going to call Hashem Yitbarach with the voice of truth, means say that truth and don't lie to yourself, your prayers will be answered. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch. Hashem will bless you all. Amen. Ken yei ratzon.
In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all He, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.